Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Florida. We had a lot of rain last night on the I-4 corridor and lots of lightning and thunder, and I love that. If you missed the first hour, it was a great show. Sorry you missed it, but you can go to betterlawns.com's website and download the show. You can also go to iHeart, iTunes, Amazon, Audioboom, and my website, she-consulting.com. And you can hear all of the podcasts and hear the past show archives, especially those with Tom and I. They're all up there. I'm the new host. I've been doing Better Lawns and Gardens for over a year now, so I am very proud to be here and honored to be here. I also do a newsletter called In Your Backyard, and that will be coming out this weekend. You can, again, go to my website, www.she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com, and you can sign up for the monthly newsletter. There's no spam on it, so it's a lot of fun. So we're adding new features all the time, and if you want to have something that you'd like to hear, give us a, you can send me an email at betterlawns.com, but one of them is going to be the dirty words of the day. So Colton, hit it.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is cultivar. The word cultivar was invented in the early 20th century when botanists raised the need to separate wild plant species from plants that were being cultivated with traits that were more popular with farmers and home gardeners. So there was a gentleman called Liberty Hyde Bailey. He was born in 1858 and he died in 1954. He was an American horticulturist and botanist who co-founded the American Society for Horticultural Science. Bailey created the word cultivar in 1923 when he wrote, "I now propose another name, cultivar, for a botanical variety that's originated under cultivation. It is not necessarily, however, referable to a recognized botanical species. It is essentially the equivalent of the botanical variety except in respect to its origin." A few examples of rose cultivars could be Angel Face, one of my favorite roses, Knockouts, and Don Juan. And some of the currently popular tomato cultivars are Better Boy, Cherokee Purple, and Super Sweet 100s. So that's the first dirty word of the day. You'll find them on betterlawns.com's website. Try to use cultivar this week in your conversations like, "Darling, did you know that there are 48 different cultivars of David Austin roses? I want one." Okay, so you'll be able to find all the dirty words of the day, and I can assure you that this is going to be able to help you understand botanical terms and horticultural terms. It's kind of a word twister, and I enjoy words, so I'll be bringing that to you. Let's go to Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Randy, we've been friends for over 10 years, and you're the president of Schultz Communications and content editor of HomeGardenAndHomestead.com, which is one of my favorite gardening websites. You have your fingers on the pulse of gardening, and you have the best information on what you need to get your seeds off to a great start. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and I'm happy to talk to you about seeds and gardening and cultivars and whatever else you want to talk about.
Did you like that, how to use that word of the day? So do you say to you would say to Patty?
I loved the whole idea of the dirty word of the day. You're one of the few people who can get away with that, so good for you. And I'm going to try to use the word cultivar in this interview somewhere.
So that's good. Okay, please do. So you're in a Colorado time zone, so I appreciate you getting up so early. What do you drink in the morning to wake up?
You know, I like to drink coffee, but not the full strength, full caffeine. So I drink half caf, which is a relatively new cultivar of coffee.
That's too funny. So I'm glad you're awake. So how's the weather this morning?
You know, it's been in the high 80s the last really? Few days here.
That's
so
hot.
It's the peak of hot summer for us right now. We always have a chance of a mountain afternoon thunderstorm, even when they say there isn't a 15% chance. It 15% yesterday, you know, so we got a little shower. But it's great gardening weather. It's cool in the mornings, and it's warm in the afternoons, and a rain shower, late in the afternoon. The plants love it. The plants love this season.
I do too. I always love rain. So tell us why people get excited about fall gardening.
Well, fall gardening, I call it the second season of gardening. And a lot of people don't even know you can plant in the fall. It actually turns out to be a fabulous time of year to plant a lot of different things, including perennials and trees in my part of the country. I suspect that's true in Florida as well. You folks are blessed with such a long growing season. And I imagine a lot of folks are really, really happy when it cools down a little bit and they can plant in the fall.
So what are some of the varieties that you can grow in the fall?
Well, most of what I think about is fall vegetable gardening. Is what we refer to as cool season crops. You know, everything from salad greens, lettuce and spinach and arugula to broccoli and turnips and carrots and cauliflower. Those crops benefit from cooler temperatures that are not the blazing hot, middle of summer temperatures. So as it gets cooler in Florida, a lot of those crops just kind of settle into their favorite growing season.
So is there still time to plant for gardening?
Oh, absolutely. This is a great time to plant. In Florida, you've got all kinds of time to plant. So there's plenty of time to prepare for the second season of gardening by getting your soil as fertile as possible and adding compost and amendments and whatnot. It's a great time to plant.
Excellent. Randy, we're going to go to a break. It's only going to be a couple of minutes. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to be back, and Randy's going to tell us what kind of information we know about seeds, what kind of seeds gardeners should buy, and what are GMO seeds and how to plant them. So we're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747, 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I have Randy Schultz with us. He is the president of Schultz Communications, and he's content editor of Home Garden and Homestead, and he's going to help us with our seed planting today. Randy, thank you for staying on with us. What kind of information should gardeners know about their seeds before planting?
You know, one of the great things about gardening is the fact that when you buy a seed packet, it's also an information source and has pretty much everything you need to plant the seed and to grow the plant. All you got to do is follow the instructions that are presented on the seed packet. And it's really simple. You know, I mean, in general, I mean, the seed packet will tell you, you know, plant a lettuce seed a quarter of an inch deep and a cucumber seed a half an inch deep and whatever. But the great rule of thumb is literally the smaller the seed, the shallower it's planted. A bigger seed goes in more deeply, right? If you follow that quick rule of thumb, you know, seeds are not rocket science. They tend to want to grow. So you really have to work at messing them up in order for them not to grow.
So would you use
very forgiving?
So what would you use to make the hole for the seed?
All right, here's two tips, planting tips these are my two favorite tools when it comes to planting stuff. When it comes to planting seeds, I get out my trusty Cobra Head weeder, which is a metal prong weeding tool. I use that to dig a little furrow in the dirt, you know, as deep as it needs to be, depending on whether I'm planting, you know, lettuce or beans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I dig the little furrow. I put the seeds in. I take my hand and I just smooth over the dirt. Boom.
It's all done.
That's it. And when it comes to transplants, especially depending on how many you're planting. I use a power planter auger in my power drill, my cordless drill, and it in 3 seconds it digs a hole. You drop the little transplant in, you smooth the soil back over, and you're done. So those two tools are all I need in the garden to plant.
I have seen those augers, and they're amazing. They're so cool. And it's a great way to get children or your husbands involved as you give them the tools to dig the seeds with and say, it's going to be fun. And you can put them and get them to work for you. That's great. Now, on the seed packet, it will tell you the depth that you need to plant the seeds, right?
Absolutely. It tells you the depth. It tells you, you know, depending on where you are in the country and what time of year. Some people start seeds indoors. I don't think that's an issue in Florida, but for those of us in Colorado, it is, especially in the springtime. But there's all kinds of information. The packet usually tells you how many days it takes for the seed to emerge, so you know when you can start to look for seedlings. Like I said, the depth, the spacing between seeds, the spacing between rows, so it gives you an idea how big the plant is going to be, you know, when it's growing. It's got so much great information.
Sure. And I try and save one. Don't throw the packets away. Save them because you're going to want to refer back to those. So what kind
of
seeds can gardeners buy?
Well, you know, in general, there are a couple of big categories of seeds, right? Heirloom seeds are the ones that have been around for decades. They've been open pollinated. The varieties have been around for a long time. They grow true from seeds. You can save the seeds from these plants, and they grow true plants the second, third, fourth generation.
So that means that if you save seeds from them, you can just save those seeds, and it'll be the same exact plant. It'll taste the same, look the same.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But a hybrid is different because it's a newer variety. It tends to be hybridized in a field by a company that, you know, is very good at what it does, and it creates a new cultivar. But it doesn't tend to grow true from the second generation of seeds. In other words, if you save the seeds from a hybrid, they don't grow true varieties. So you tend not to save those seeds. You just buy another new packet next year.
Okay, so what about GMO seeds? What do homeowners need to know about them when they're buying seeds?
Well, GMO seeds are genetically modified organisms, which they've been bred using technology to actually change the genetic material in the seed, right? So the genetically modified plant. The truth of the matter is, as a home gardener, you can't buy those seeds. There are only a couple of varieties that are approved to grow in the U.S., and the seeds are sold to farmers, not to home gardeners. So it's not the kind of thing that you and I can grow anyway.
Right. They just can't get them. So a regular homeowner doesn't have to be worried about that when they're buying their seeds. So that's a great thing to know. Okay. And so what about pesticides when you're planting seeds? Give us some tips on what gardeners need to do to take a no-pesticide approach.
You know, no-pesticide approach, when it comes down to it, I think of it as just hands-on gardening. It's paying more attention to your plants, paying more attention to your garden, sometime on a daily basis, so that you catch problems before they can become big. Insect infestations, pest problems can be spotted if you're paying attention. You can pick certain insects right off your plants before they have a chance to multiply. If you see aphids, take a hose and spray them off your plant. Most of them never make it back up into your plants once they've been sprayed off. So there's so many things you can do. Control the weeds. You know, weeds attract pests. Choose the right varieties of plants to begin with, of course. Keep things as healthy as possible by adding compost and watering properly. A lot of this is just good gardening practice. And like I say, paying attention.
That's it. Just paying attention, and that's going to save them so much grief, and it's going to help, you know, reward them with lots of great, you know, harvesting from their plants. So, Randy, you have great information on your website, homegardenandhomestead.com. Tell everybody where they can find out more about seed planting and everything about gardening.
Okay, so go to homegardenandhomestead.com on your phone or your computer. In the little search box, which is literally the top right corner, type in what you're looking for. There's a lot of information on the website, so not all the stories pop up when you go to the homepage. So type in something like fall gardening or fall vegetables, and that topic story will come up, and that's the easiest way to navigate the site.
Thank you so much, Randy, for coming on this morning, getting up early. I so appreciate it. Denise Schreiber is going to be coming on in a few minutes, and she's going to be telling us about an event that you and I are both attending. So I have that to look forward to, and I'll be talking that you're going to.
Yeah, say hi to Denise for me.
I will. I will. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, Teresa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to give us a call, this is the time to do it. You can call 1-888-455-2967. Let's go real quick to Chris in Claremont. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Teresa.
How can I help you?
Good morning. Well, I've known you for many years.
Chris.
You're a wealth of knowledge, and it's going to be great to have you on the show here.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I have a butterfly question for you, a butterfly garden question.
Okay.
So I'm currently putting together or planting a butterfly garden. And as I do that, I'm looking for a kind of a focal point, like a bird bath, a bird house. But then I started looking into it a little bit, and I found something as a butterfly house. And I'm wondering if you can tell me about that and if a butterfly house, how they work and how would it work in a butterfly garden.
I love that. This is a great question because, you know, I'm all about art in the garden and adding points of interest and focal points. And so butterfly houses are a little bit of a trend because of all the interest in pollinators and butterflies. But actually, butterflies would rather sleep in plants and then also in like dead animals. They love to sleep in dead animals and carry on. And so they don't use butterfly houses. So it's a little bit of a foo-foo item for the garden and more of an art interest, but butterfly houses generally don't house butterflies.
Okay.
Are you bummed out now?
Well, it's going to look nice.
It will look lovely. I've seen a lot of them. You know, you might want to look for pollinator houses, where bee houses, where they actually, you put the little tubes into a little house container so that you can have pollinators. And they will use those. And I'll post them. I'll send you my picture on a pollinator house that's been used. But the butterfly houses, just not. They're sweet and they're really nice, but they just look good in the garden. They don't do anything else. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your input. I'm definitely going to just make that focal point. I think it just kind of breaks up just the plants, and it's more of like a destination.
It's absolutely necessary. I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is now the time to give your question. You know, let me know that. You can text me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. That's it, 23680. I'll get it. And Colton will take your phone calls right here. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I got Denise coming up. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I am a landscape designer, garden author, and consultant, and I love helping people with their landscapes. So if you'd like to give us a call, this is a great time to do it. 1-888-455-LAWNS. I just a little cough there. 1-888-455-LAWNS. And you can give me a call or you can text me at 23680. Also, I'd love if you'd go to the Facebook page, Better Lawns, and like our page, and then, you know, kind of tell us what you like to grow. I would love to do to hear that. If you missed any of the shows today, you can go to Better Lawns. You can go to iHeart, iTunes, Audio Boom, and you can listen to the show and also the past shows. It's usually posted by late Saturday afternoon. With me right now is Denise Schreiber. She is the author of Eat Your Roses, Pansies, Lavender, and 49 Other Delicious Flowers by St. Lin's Press. She's a National Garden speaker, a retired ISA certified arborist. That's a big deal. She's an All-American Selections Trial judge, and she is known as Mrs. Know-It-All of the Organic Gardeners on KDK Radio. She's also a greenhouse grower, a horticulturist for almost 30 years for Allegheny County Parks in Pittsburgh, which she's retired from. And that has, she had to take care of 12,000 acres. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. You were so excited you forgot the lawns part because I was coming on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, today I'm just doing this. I'm, you know, first day doing it on my own, and I'm so glad you're joining me. I was just talking to one of our other special friends, Randy, and he said to tell you hi.
I heard that.
You're also a member of GardenCom, which is an association of garden communicators, and that's how we met. And, right. So tell us a little bit about GardenCom so that you people will understand what kind of organization it is.
So GardenCom is just a shortcut for garden communicators, if you're wondering about the name. So we are a wide group of writers, speakers, authors, TV, radio personalities. We are extension people. We are growers. So, you know, we, if it's green industry, we're members of it.
That's it. That's exactly right. I'll say, Denise, that becoming a member and attending the GardenCom National Conference was the first major stepping stone in my career for professional development. Who should come to this fabulous event?
You know, anybody that's really interested in gardening, anybody that thinks about, you know, maybe I'd like to write. And it doesn't have to be about gardens. You know, you might want to write about your high school reunion, example. Or you want to maybe write some type of fiction. And we all have something to contribute. And the one great thing about our organization is if you join and you need help about something, all you have to do is ask for somebody to help you. You don't have to pay them. You know, it's like we do mentoring because we want to encourage people to write or to speak or to photograph.
Exactly. And so, you know, this what we're talking about is an event that's happening next week. It's called the GardenCom 2021 Virtual Conference. And so what kind of events are going to be happening that people can participate in?
Well, you know, there are the educational sessions, and so just as an example, there's somebody, if you want to create e-learning, you know, maybe you have a specialty that you could teach. Again, it doesn't have to be about gardening. We have some experts giving a talk on that. We have Amy Stewart, who is a New York Times, award-winning writer.
Right.
And so if you want to write about fiction, she's going to, you know, talk about, you know, is that novel still in your bottom drawer? And I think, you know, when I was in high school and I went to a small Catholic school and then because I was trying to get out of algebra. And she said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a writer, sister. It took me 40 years to get to that point, but I actually did become one.
It was always inside you.
Right. You know, so some of Amy's books are The Drunken Botanist, Wicked Plants, and Flower Confidential. And she did a fiction series called The Cop Sisters. So Girl with a Gun is one of them, if you've seen that. And then there's other people that are going to be talking about Louise Clark from Morris Arboretum is going to talk about GE versus GMO, which is genetic engineering versus genetically modified organisms.
That's
people actually don't understand the difference. So there's going to be things like that. And then we're going to have what we're calling the enrichment series. So there's going to be the National Garden Bureau in conjunction with All America Selections. They're going to be presenting new varieties and garden products. And there's always something new and, you know, to see there. And, of course, I'm a little prejudiced because I'm one of their judges. And there's a new order. It's called Orderies. And you can order plants and tools and whatever off of it, and it actually benefits everybody. We have a Meet the Authors panel. So we're going to have Christy Wilhelmy, who Grow Your Own Mini Fruit Garden, that just came out. Stephen Biggs, Growing Figs in Cold Climates, which I don't think most of your clientele is going to
have. Oh, no, but he's been on our program. So I love Stephen, and he's really very helpful.
He really is. And then the Geriatric Gardener, Adaptive Gardening Advice for Seniors, which a lot of us have unfortunately headed into.
Not unfortunately, that's a goal.
yeah, you know, and you know, there's going to be virtual tours from across the world. And there's something that's going to be new for us called the Garden Slam. And people are going to be talking about different garden stories and who gets, it's kind of like the gong show, that you get so much time to do it and then you get pulled. So you can listen to those too.
It's just going to be a very fun conference, and it's going to get to be spending time with your favorite garden personalities. I know there's going to be so many, like Randy's coming and I and you. We're just going to have a great time, and anybody can go. So how can people find out more and register for the Garden Comp 2021?
They could go to GardenCom. That's GardenComm.org, and you'll see on the webpage events, and just click on that and it'll take you to the registration page. And I wanted to mention Corona Tools, who's been a fantastic supporter of our organization, is offering, get this, a $250 gift card for their tools. It's going to be a drawing. And also a free membership for 2022.
That's going to be fantastic. That's amazing. Yeah. So great. So GardenCom.org, they can go to, and just put GardenCom Virtual Conference 2021, and they'll get to that too as well.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Denise, coming on. I just have to ask, will you come back and we can geek out more about plants and trees?
Oh, absolutely. Are you going to pay my way? It'll be, you know, January sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, come on down and we can do that. I need to have you back on and get some more of your expertise. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Oh, I'm glad. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Denise. Tom, if you're hang on there, we're going to go to a hard break. Tom's got a really interesting question. I can't wait to answer it. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Tom in South Alabama. Good morning, Tom. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for taking my call. I'm looking for something to control sedge that can be tank mixed with 2,4-D.
Okay. Well, you can get mixtures that are full concentrated that can be mixed up. You can do the sedge hammer. Ortho also has a nut sedge chemical, and then also Image. You can get that as well in a formulation that you can mix.
Okay. Do any of these come in 2.5 gallons?
I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to just check with your, you know, local stores, your hardware stores, or your box stores, or your do-it-yourself stores. They will be able to. I think you'll find it in the do-it-yourself stores easier.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give it a look. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate it. Let's go. I've got a couple of text messages here from Jamie in Orlando. She said, "Thank you." And you're welcome. I don't know what for, but you're welcome. And then I have a text that says, "Morning. I love your show and learned so much. Thank you very much for listening. I have a clerodendron in a pot on the porch, and they start so green and full, but then after a month, they start getting webs all over the leaves, and a web encases the bloom and kills the plant. I replace it with a new one, and the same thing is happening. I finally noticed millions of almost microscopic red bugs. They hang off almost like a string of slime, but it's these bugs, and how can I get rid of them?" Well, what you have are spider mites, and you can use either a horticultural oil or an insecticidal soap to get rid of those. But let me just tell you what the issue is. The issue is the lack of air circulation in your patio it's having a stress, you know, factor in your plants. So you want to make sure you have good air circulation, maybe turning your plants on a regular basis, like maybe like once a week, turn them around. And then also to water it on a consistent basis so it's not stressed out that way. And then make sure that it's got good potting soil. Sounds like these are new plants, so the potting soil should be good in it. The medium in the pot should be good. But you always want to make sure that you're replenishing it and maybe, you know, putting in new soil to any containers you're using. Also, if you're putting it into a pot, I would wash that pot out and, you know, kind of bleach it so that you make sure that you're killing any of the insects that are in a container or a pot you use. And maybe wash down the area in the patio just so that you can get those insects that maybe jump off and they're just waiting for you to replace the plant. And they say, thank you very much for giving us a new plant to kill. So, you know, go ahead and make sure you've got good air circulation, that you are watering and fertilizing on a consistent basis so it's healthy. And then you can also, you know, make sure the area is clean. So try that out and let me know how you do, okay? Thank you very much. If you've got a question, this is the time to give me a call. 1-888-455-2967. If you'd like to text, you can text 23680. You can also go onto the website and find out more about me. And that is SHE-consulting.com. And that SHE stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. And I love to create Florida-friendly landscapes and help people understand a little bit more about Florida Friendly and how to incorporate it into their landscapes. So if you've got a gardening question, I would love to answer it. What kind of plants can you be planting right now? You can go onto the webpage, which is betterlawns.com, and I have what to do in August this month, and you can see what kind of flowers and shrubs are blooming for the different parts of Florida. And you have to know that we're in, you know, we have multiple zones. So if you're in North Florida, you're probably in zone 8, okay? And that means the temperatures get down to about 25 degrees. That's called subtropical because we get, you know, so hot when it's in the summertime. And so, but you can still get freezes, so that's important to remember. Zones 9, which is Central Florida, 9A and 9B, you know, our temperatures get down to about 30 degrees, 32 degrees every year. And so that means that, again, we're going to experience some freezes, but not as often as up north. And then South Florida is zones 10, 11, and 12. And those aren't going to see temperatures get that low. They're about 35 degrees, if not 40 degrees down in the Miami area. So if you're in those areas, you could always help me out by, you know, sending me what's going on in your landscape, how much rain you got, what kind of issues are you seeing in your landscape. And, you know, that kind of helps me know what's going on in the rest of the state. Usually the questions we ask, you know, come as a regular basis the same time each year. So I kind of know what the problem issues are going to be. But I would love to hear you, you know, your experiences and what's going on with you. So you want to keep that, you know, phone number handy, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. So the show's always on between 7 and 9 a.m. in the morning, and then it will be posted on the betterlawns.site and also on Audioboom, iHeartRadio, iTunes. And you can hear all the past shows, which, you know, we call podcasts now. But you can go on to audioboom.com and look for Better Lawns and Gardens. And you can see all the shows for about the last 2 years. And you'll see all the different subjects on it. And so we love doing that. If you've got a meeting going on anywhere in the state, garden clubs, let me know. If you've got a special speaker coming up or a special event coming up, I would love to let everybody know, because we're getting where we're traveling a little bit. We want to get out and we want to see beautiful gardens like Mount's Botanical Garden down near Port St. Lucie, which is gorgeous. Or the Lou Gardens, you know, right here in the Orlando Winter Park area is just a lovely garden. So if you've got a special garden that you you know, you love to visit, and something's going on there right now, or even special flowers are blooming, like the sunflowers down at Mounts Botanical Garden, then let us know, and I will be very happy to let everybody else know about that as well. You know, I also, in my newsletter each month, I have what to do, and I talk about my design tips. You can go onto my newsletter page on my website, and you can read those, my design tips to help you out. I also do a column called Landscaper Malpractice, How to Know When to Fire Your Landscaper. And so I showcase issues that I see in the landscapes, and, you know, I kind of roll my eyes and go, goodness gracious, why do they do this? And so you can go and see if the landscapers you have are doing the right thing, or maybe they're doing that in your landscape, and you can ask them, please don't do that. You know, we don't want to pay for service that's not good. So if you're looking to hire a good landscaper, definitely look at the reviews and ask them to give you references. Ask them if they are licensed and insured. And then also ask them what kind of educational classes they take, because that's very important to keep up certification and knowledge. Because what I was teaching 10 years ago, I'm no longer teaching, because the science changes and the university does do more and more research. And so it's important to know that whoever's in your yard on a monthly basis, weekly or monthly basis, is staying up with the new knowledge that's coming out, the new chemicals that are on the market, the new best management practices. That's important. So I appreciate everyone calling in today, the text messages. I want to thank our guest today, Dana Venrick, our fabulous nursery sponsor, Quality Green Specialist. Check him out in DeLand. Go by and see him and tell him you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens, and thank you for sponsoring. I also want to thank Randy Schultz with Schultz Communication. And someone asked if I would explain state the website again for Randy Schultz, and that is homegardenandhomestead.com. All one word, homegardenandhomestead.com. So thank you for calling back in and asking for that. He gave us really great tips on planting seeds and getting the fall garden started. Go to our Facebook page and tell me what you like to grow and add a photo. I'd love to see what makes you smile. Thank you to everyone who called and texted today and made my first show memorable. Remember to join me next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one.